Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Professor of Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies, as well as news from Indian Country. Anishinaabe comedian, writer, and podcaster Ryan McMahon established Makuntz Media in 2016 to tell Indigenous stories. Colleen Romanuk, a writer for the Northern Ontario Business, observes that Makuntz Media is distinct because McMahon and his team are not concerned about making their media accessible for non-Indigenous folks. They create media by Indigenous people for Indigenous people around the world. Jordan Pinto, a writer for PlaybackOnline.ca, comments that McMahon is focused on bringing to light Indigenous stories through conversations, research, and investigation. McMahon shared with Pinto, "Right now, there's a real thirst among both Indigenous and non-Indigenous audiences for a reimagining and reframing of the past in an effort to frame the future. We've been fed this colonial narrative for the past 150 years, and I would like to see a Canadian sitcom that deals with one of the main truths today, the friction between the reserve and the town." Elise Pierce, a writer for the magazine Cowboys and Indians, wrote earlier this year, "Through his own company, the Makuntz Media Group, McMahon has launched the world's only member-supported Indigenous podcast network, Indian and Cowboy." McMahon is a graduate of the Second City Conservatory in Toronto. His storytelling comedy styling is irreverent and boundary-pushing. McMahon shares on his website that he is the first Native comedian to ever record a one-hour mainstream comedy special with CBC-TV in 2012. However, in the fall of 2018, McMahon partnered with Canada Land to create and write and host the podcast Thunder Bay, that tells a very serious story. Thunder Bay has been described as the most dangerous city for Indigenous youth. McMahon wanted to find out why the murders of 9 Native teenagers were never solved. On the Canada Land website, it is reported that Thunder Bay, the podcast, was downloaded 1.5 million times. Thunder Bay received critical acclaim and was named one of the best of 2018 podcasts by New York Magazine and the Globe and Mail. Makuntz Media maintains 3 offices in Winnipeg, Toronto, and on the Six Nations Reserve in Southeast Ontario. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.